I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and you're listening to The Takeaway. Yesterday, in the middle of the COVID-19 worldwide pandemic, thousands of Wisconsin voters stood in line at the polls, taking part in the state's primary and local elections. It was the result of a tense back and forth between the state's Democratic governor, the Republican-led state legislature, and the U.S. Supreme Court. On Monday, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers tried to postpone the election with an executive order after unsuccessfully pleading with Republicans in the state. But the state Supreme Court shot down the emergency order. Republicans also sued to block the governor's attempt to extend the deadline for mail-in voting. And the U.S. Supreme Court sided with Republicans, ruling that the extension was not allowed. As the number of COVID-19 cases in the state continues to rise, public health experts express their opposition to keeping the polls open for Election Day. Joining to help us understand how it all went down is Mayan Silver, a reporter with WUWM in Milwaukee. Mayan, thank you so much for coming on.
Hi, you're welcome.
There's so much here. And before we get into kind of the politics of all this, can you tell me what the polls looked like yesterday? And did a lot of people actually show?
Yeah, so I'm in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, which is the state's largest city, and there were lines galore. So what happened was there are generally 180 polling places, neighborhood polling places throughout Milwaukee, and they were consolidated to 5 voting centers because of a shortage of poll workers. And so you can imagine with 5 voting centers, turnout was expected to be maybe 40 to 50,000. It seems like it was maybe more like 20, 25,000, but still that's thousands of people rolling through these voting centers, and they were big high schools in gyms, and there were lines snaking out of the building. There were many people in masks. They were trying to socially distance, but sometimes it didn't always work because when voters left the polls, you know, sometimes they'd be walking by other people. So poll workers I talked to called it surreal and dystopian and said that's how voters were calling it too.
Were those poll workers scared to show up for this because of all the closeness and people packed together?
Yeah, there were plenty of poll workers that did not show up for the election. In fact, election officials were telling the state that over 50% or about 50% of poll workers are over the age of 60 in general in Wisconsin elections. And so that contributed to the large shortage of poll workers. In fact, they called out the National Guard to come and work at the elections throughout the state. There were like 2,000 to 2,500 National Guard members. But there were plenty of poll workers that had to stay home, whether it was because of health issues, age, because they were just scared. They didn't want to expose themselves for such long periods. But then some other people did pick up and feel like they had a civic duty to do it if they were able to.
And just briefly, what do we know at this point about the results in general of the elections yesterday?
So that was all tied up with part of the litigation that was happening. There was tons of legal battles that were happening throughout the course leading up to this election. And I think we're expecting a lot more legal battles potentially afterwards. But at one point, there was a federal lawsuit brought by Democrats, and the judge ruled that there could be an extension of some of the limitations on when mail-in ballots could be received. So he allowed them to be received by April 13th. And the Supreme Court eventually got an appeal in that case. They ruled that if absentee ballots are postmarked by yesterday evening, they could be received all the way up to April 13th. So basically, we're not going to get any results until Monday, April 13th.
What was the governor trying to do when attempting to postpone the election? And when did he actually want to hold the thing?
Kind of the drama started about 2 weeks before when the Safer at Home order came into place. At first, the governor seemed to be on board with in-person voting. But as things got worse and COVID started getting worse and it started getting closer to the election, the governor started pushing vote by mail. And then Governor Evers did try to change or delay the election. So Governor Evers was trying to convert the election to an all-mail-in election and send ballots to every registered voter. The GOP legislative leaders were calling that a statewide invitation to voter fraud. And so they put the kibosh on that. And then last Friday, as COVID kept getting worse, Evers asked the legislature to convene a special session to come into session and actually delay the election, because the governor had been saying that he didn't have the authority to delay the election on his own. And so then Republicans just gaveled in and out of that special session within minutes the next day, taking no action. Meanwhile, there's a lot of litigation going on, and there were some lawsuits to try to delay the election. But then ultimately, this past Monday, Governor Evers asked to postpone the election, and he issued an executive order to end in-person voting and to move the election to June 9th. The GOP leaders immediately appealed that to the state Supreme Court, which is leaning conservative. Within 5 hours, the Wisconsin Supreme Court ordered that Evers didn't have the authority to delay the election.
This has been such a high-profile drama. Do you think there's any chance that this could be a template, functional or not, for how other states might handle, you know, the primary elections coming up as we move closer to the presidential election?
So I think that this is a definite lesson as to why states need to be prepared so that voters aren't disenfranchised. People would request absentee ballots within the deadline and then not get them sent to them. At this point, the election officials are recording a shortfall of about 9,000 ballots that had been requested but not sent out by clerks in time. So those people had to go to the polls. And so people, there was arguments that there's voter suppression of minorities and young people in urban areas because that's where the lines were, that's where the voting centers, there was long waits and people couldn't wait due to age or job restrictions. So there were a lot of problems with this election, and ultimately it's a lesson that states have to be prepared not to disenfranchise their voters. And as Reed Epstein of the New York Times wrote, this whole situation can be seen as a culmination of a decade of efforts of Republicans in the state to make voting harder with voter ID and to somewhat dilute the power of voters in the state's urban areas.
Mayon Silver, a reporter with WUWM in Milwaukee, thank you so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.